Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Windblown music is the theme of this program. We'll hear from three composers new to Into the Light, Cindy McTee, Ruth Gipps, with a big romantic horn concerto, and Carolyn Bremer. We'll end with a little solo tuba music from Into the Light regular Elizabeth Raum. Cindy McTee's music is full of humor and energy, as you will soon hear. McTee was born in 1953 in Tacoma, Washington, and raised in the nearby town of Eatonville. The daughter of musical parents, her father played the trumpet and her mother played the clarinet, she often went to rehearsals of their small dance band, where she heard popular music and jazz from the 1940s and 1950s. McTee began piano studies at the age of 6 with a teacher who encouraged improvisation, and she began studying saxophone with her mother a few years later. Another important influence on her musical life was the eminent Polish composer Krzysztof Penderecki, whom she met in 1974 while a junior majoring in composition at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma. Penderecki invited McTee to teach his children English in return for composition lessons. She accepted the invitation and spent a year in Poland living with the Penderecki family and studying orchestration, 20th century techniques, and counterpoint at the Krakow Academy of Music. Lessons with Penderecki were conducted informally, generally at the family dining room table. In addition to her work with Penderecki, McTee studied with David Robbins and Thomas Clark at Pacific Lutheran University, with Jacob Druckmann and Bruce McCombie at the Yale School of Music, and with Richard Herwig at the University of Iowa, where she received her Ph.D. McTee taught for 3 years at her undergraduate alma mater in Tacoma, Washington, and in 1984 joined the faculty of the University of North Texas, receiving promotion to full professor in 1995 and to regents professor in 2000. She has received numerous awards for her music and commissions by the Houston and Dallas Symphonies, as well as many other organizations. The piece we'll hear is called Soundings, a four-movement work for wind symphony of approximately 15 minutes duration. It was commissioned in 1995 by the Big Eight Band Directors Association. Here is what the composer says about the piece. The title, Soundings, has been used by several composers and authors, including Glenn Watkins for his book about music in the 20th century. I chose the title quite literally for its sound, but also because its definition, the making or giving forth of sounds, complements the more descriptive titles of the individual movements, fanfare, gizmo, waves, and transmission. Each of the four movements explores a different musical territory. Fanfare employs familiar musical materials such as quartal harmony and imitative counterpoint, but departs from traditional fanfares in its use of woodwind as well as brass instruments. Gizmo reflects my fascination with gadgets, motoric rhythms, and the sound of major sevenths. Waves was born out of my experience in the computer music studio and my preference for sounds whose shapes slowly expand and contract. Four musical layers are presented. A steady tremolo in the percussion serves to anchor as well as to animate the music. Waves of sound through the lower brass and woodwinds are supported by timpani and tam-tam. Scattered, freely moving solos in the upper winds are complemented by a repeated melody played by trumpets, oboe, flute, and piccolo. Transmission is not unlike gizmo in its reliance upon a quickly moving steady pulse and sonorities employing major sevenths. The title, Transmission, was chosen for its double meaning. One, information from a transmitter, and two, an assembly of gears and associated parts by which power is transmitted from the engine to the gearbox. In transmission, I have transmitted musical information using metric or temporal modulation, a process analogous to the one executed by the driver of an automobile, smoothly shifting gears to change engine speed. Let's hear it now with the North Texas Wind Symphony, Eugene Migliaro Corporan, conductor.